Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. They can be big, they can be small, but when we keep them bottled up, it can start affecting us negatively. Therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and try to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. I know I constantly need to vent or bounce ideas off somebody or just be heard. You guys need to check out BetterHelp. Therapy is, I think, great for everybody personally. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/2judgy today, and you can get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2judgy.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And it's just been so long since the last time we've chatted. I think we're at a full 24 almost. Probably by the time this goes out, we might be at like 25. But I have to tell you, I love it. I love seeing your face.
Oh, thank you. Sorry, my voice is still under the weather. But
it's sexy though.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, I love it. I love a little horse.
Thank you.
Like, you're giving Sophia Bush.
Okay, I'll take it. I'll take what I can get.
Okay, tell me this. Sure. So when we have like our pods, we usually record like later, you know, we're having dinner. What was on the dinner menu for you tonight?
I had a really weird day of eating.
Okay, tell me.
I didn't have breakfast. So at 11:30 at lunch, when lunch was served, I had one egg roll. And then I didn't want to eat anything else that they offered. So I had some rice.
So lunch was egg. They brought in egg rolls.
I get lunch provided every day at work.
Oh,
but it was my coworker's birthday and her mom made egg rolls. So I had one of those.
Delish. And then an egg roll.
I just didn't feel like anything else that was offered. And so then I had some cottage cheese with everything seasoning, bagel seasoning on top of it.
This is why you guys, she's so tiny now.
And then I came home and I was starving because I probably had like maybe 250 calories the whole day. Mm-hmm. So then it was like 4:45. No.
Yeah. You told me at like 4:50, you're going to make dinner. And
I was like, I just got to go straight into dinner. Skip the snacking. And I made a little side salad with hearts of palm, tomato, arugula, avocado, a honey mustard dressing. And then I had a piece of sourdough toast with some butter and a cheese, like a grilled cheese. And I dipped it in ketchup and 3 pieces of salami. Girl dinner.
I was just going to say girl dinner. I was like, what is the side salad too? It sounds almost like the salad was the main thing with the bread on the side. So a grilled cheese.
It was a weird
ketchup.
Dinner to be.
That's interesting.
Michael was offended by grilled cheese and ketchup. I need some sauce. I need to dip.
I feel like a ranch is good with a grilled cheese.
I could have done that, but and I had a couple chips.
Mm-hmm.
So
what
yeah,
kind? What kind?
I got the Trader Joe's.
Why are you laughing?
People are probably like, why the fuck do you like one and all?
I like to know what people eat in a day.
The Trader Joe's, like the Ruffles dupe, or you know, like dipping ones, like okay. Just like plain, sure. Like a salty treat. And love that was, and now I'm having my throat coat. What about you? What'd you eat today?
Here's a problem I have.
You guys, I could talk about eating like all day long. Like I have such a horrible relationship with food. Like I'm so fascinated by what people eat in a day.
Okay. So here's my problem.
Sure.
I need to be, and I mostly am, somebody who doesn't keep a lot of food in the house. Because when I go to a grocery store, as soon as I come home, I need to sample everything that I've bought at the grocery store.
Okay.
I can't wait a day to try my Mary's crackers with a little bit of like the Bonnie Bell, you know, those cream cheese slices, yeah, sure, no. The mm-hmm. the low-cow that I want to put on that. And then I put
The Laughing Cow?
Laughing Cow. Thank you. Yeah. Then I want to put like a little piece of deli turkey on that and maybe like a slice of like a tomato on that. Okay.
That
like maybe
great.
I want an amuse-bouche there. Okay.
Totally.
And then you know what else I want? A little bit of Purely Elizabeth granola, sea salt and chocolate, you know, just for a light, yum. Sweet crunch.
Yeah. You need a little chocolate to end.
Yeah. And then I'm like, well, hold on. I also have the mini rice cakes that are cinnamon and apple.
Ooh,
sample seasonal. That as well.
Sounds like a seasonal favorite.
And let me tell you about the green grapes that are happening right now. Large and in charge and delish. Okay. Ooh,
like hard yes. grape. Yes.
Yes. And you can bite into it. Like you don't have to put the
and
whole
a crunch.
Thing. Yes.
A crunch.
Yes.
Yes.
Again, favorite I'm a girl of crunch.
Yeah, I love a good grape crunch.
Love a good crunch. Okay. And then I told you about this find that I like this find of these chobanis.
The chobani.
So I found these 60 calorie chobani yogurts that are like desserts. We've got a
key
cookies and cream.
Today.
We've got a vanilla toasted coconut. I sent you about the key lime pie today. Like I am loving. So I'm just. And
I
then,
will try those.
And then not only am I bad, then I'm also like, oh, I'm going to buy an entire thing of spinach and I'm going to cook all of that and flavor it with half a lemon. It's like I'm eating all this shit. And then not only on top of that, by the way, I'm a grocery store girl with that. This is why I can't because I need to go. I also have a grocery store at the end of my street. So like
literally,
like I've walked. Yeah. Like, so realistically, I should just go day by day. I should just walk there day by day and just get what I need for the day because I'm bad about it, right? So then because I also have food delivery.
Mm.
So I also have like the pre-made meals because when I'm working or I'm out and about, you know, and I'm trying to be better. Like I'm just trying to be better about my eating habits. Clearly not as you hear from me right now, but I am trying to eat like healthier so that I have that.
Don't go to Trader Joe's then.
Oh, God, I love a TJ.
Go to Trader Joe's and there's so many snacks. It's just a snack shop.
There's
literally a snack shop. Wait, yeah. Also a hack, because I feel like Trader Joe's produce doesn't last as long.
Right, I agree.
These red crate from Crate and Barrel, the red storage for fruit.
Like they in the shape of the fruit?
Yes, they work so well. I bought raspberries at Trader Joe's that usually go bad in 2 days. Mm-hmm. A week lasted a week. It's the oxygen, guys.
Oh,
they
wow.
want them to go bad fast so you buy more.
And it's cheaper though there too. They like you can look, put them in cheap, but you have
as well.
One,
but I was blown away. Blown
one day
away.
Shelf life. One day yeah. shelf life. Yeah. So then I have that, and then like the meals are like never like big enough for me. So then like I want to add something to it, you know. So like I'll add the spinach, or like today. Okay. Also, you guys,
I call that bulking up a meal.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If you have like,
it's also bulking up meal. My stomach as well. But
no, that's like fine. adding veggies. They say water first, veggies most.
Yeah. So then I also have like an Amazon problem too, because I'm like, oh, you know what I need? I bought green apples. Got to get a green apple slicer.
Oh,
bought that. But I also got like the like vegetable chopper. Do you know what I'm talking about? Where you just put it down and it
like a mandolin.
Up.
Oh,
yeah. Yes. Basically. Yeah. But it's yes. a chopper. So then I was like, I'm going to just chop up a cucumber. I'm going to throw it in my like little taco bowl that I made tonight.
Yum. Sounds great.
Add so a little extra herdes, like guacamole salsa.
Did you have for dinner?
Oh, sorry. Well, this is, I'm giving you my yesterday and my today. I had a little taco bowl. That was my meat. That was the meal that I had like my factor meals.
Oh, okay. Yes.
And then I added the cucumber to that.
Okay.
The spinach was in my meal last night.
Got it.
Sorry. I'm combining my days because honestly, I don't sleep that well. Maybe it's from all the food because I'm just a big gut right now. But it's like that. I have the problem of just having, I need to sample everything.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I'm a sampler. I live for like Costco. Me.
You eat, you don't eat to live. You live to eat.
I don't want to live. I don't want that though. I want the opposite. Okay. I want the opposite.
I live to eat. I'm always thinking about my next meal.
I mean, I agree. Well, and it's just, you know, you're just, I keep thinking, well, they're all healthier choices than like, I walked away from the kettle chips.
That's hard to do.
I didn't get,
I can't like, say the same today.
I didn't I get my goldfish, you know, I didn't get, they were, ooh, thank God they were out of like, you know, the pretzel crackers. They come in like a white and blue bag and they're like thin. Mm. They're mm-hmm. chips basically. But
have you tried Dots? Have you tried Dots yet? I know exactly what you're talking about, but what have you had the brand Dots? Dots, no. Pretzels?
No.
They're like $7.99 at the grocery store. Honey mustard. Ooh. Wow. Wow. Wow.
And are they like a twist or are they the regular shape?
Twist.
Or are they like one of the
a twist?
Oh. Oh, yes.
You know, yeah. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah, they're really expensive too. They sell them at Costco. My dad likes them too. Oh, he likes the original.
Also, guys, we pivoted from a Bravo podcast. It's just about girls who eat food.
Eating now, disorder.
Okay? You know, stuff. But it's just, you know, I just keep thinking like, man, I'm really glad that's why,
like my TikTok is watching people eat.
Like mukbang?
What's that mean?
Like where they're just stuffing food in their face or like they're cooking meals.
Oh, everything. Like I follow this girl that like lives in Long Island and like makes her kids lunches and then like
you
cooks
love
them, prepares their meals.
The Melissa girl, you love her.
Oh, I love Baked by Melissa. I love, there's this girl in Orange County that I follow and she literally like will like DoorDash McDonald's and I'll watch her eat it. It's so fucked up. I don't
That's
know.
Pretty fucked up. That's pretty bad. Okay. That's so you are a mukbang girly.
Okay.
You're like when like that girl was eating like the sausages and like all the phallic food. Were you like watching her where she'd like dip it in like the mustard
and cottage cheese?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, gross.
Yeah,
I'm in the TikTok.
Wait, I didn't realize that was
what?
That's all supposed to be penises.
I thought that they to me it seems very phallic. Watching those videos, doesn't it? Now that you think about it,
it's just a diet lunch.
I literally could thought be. It could be. I might have taken it too far. But to me, it always felt like she had something phallic shaped that she was eating.
I just thought she was dieting. Yeah. Wow. I'm on the wrong side of TikTok, I think. Anyways.
I'm on this weird side of TikTok. So I ate a little gummy last night.
Sure.
And that's when my TikToking goes wild. And I'm on this side of TikTok. And I literally at one point into a group text said, please just block me. Because okay. I kept sending. So there's this trend that's going around where it's like all these like rappers and like, you know, hardcore singers or whatever. But they're putting it to this like really like girly song. It's like, I want somebody to love. Ooh, ooh, ooh. But it's all of them when they start dancing. So okay. It's just like this silly thing. I've probably watched 450 of those videos of it's just like Lil Uzi Vert, it's like Tyler the Creator, it's Drake, and they're just it's like Maddie Healy from the 1975, and it's just them like dancing basically this like super girly song. It is,
send me it.
Huh?
Send me it.
Oh,
I'm not on that side.
Don't ask that, because I literally on one of my other chats I was like, I'm sorry, I cannot stop. And then I'll be like, okay, sorry guys, I'll take you to somewhere else now. And then I just send them another one. I'm just rickrolling them. And I'm like, and I am giggling to myself. And I'm like, I sure will have no more friends. None. And then, you know, the girl on TikTok, she comes on, she tells me, you got to go to bed. And I'm like, you are correct. I definitely should be going to bed.
Wait, there's someone on TikTok that tells you to go to bed?
If you're there long enough, they say, please stop scrolling. And I
wait,
say, you don't
seriously?
Know.
Seriously?
I guess you're not on it long enough.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Yeah, I do need to think about some life choices here.
Like, who comes on it?
Like, just like a creator. They just have like, hey, they're like, stop scrolling. Have you had enough? Is your thumb tired? And I'm like, you don't know me. Sometimes I swipe past it and I say, let me live my life.
Well, it's like when Netflix says, are you still watching?
Yeah, it's rude. Sure. And it's like, you know what?
I finally got my Netflix disconnected.
I had to sign up and I'll tell you, that was rough. But I had to watch a new Selling Sunset season.
Oh, mine just happened this week.
So you caught up?
No. Like I just got canceled. Oh. I had already caught. Oh, I don't watch Selling Sunset. I only do Selling the OC.
Oh, that's right. Ugh.
Which is very interesting because he left the Oppenheimer group. So will he be filming next season?
Who, Tyler?
Yeah.
Oh, we don't care about Tyler. The OC one is not as good as Selling Sunset.
I just can't commit to Selling Sunset. It's just too much.
Why?
It was too many seasons.
Ugh, Mary, you can watch them in a half a day. You can leave an episode, miss three of them, and come back, and it's still the same storyline of where everybody is just after Chrishell.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I could give it a shot.
And Jason is the real villain.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm very excited because tonight is obviously it's the doubleheader. We've got Beverly Hills and Miami. And like we said, we'll do Miami episode later on. I'm really excited just because I am ready for a Larsa takedown. I just can't wait.
Someone needs a villain in Miami. And it's Larsa Pippen, soon to be Jordan.
We'll see.
They were on this week talking about if she would take his name, and she said she would.
I think she would, to piss Scotty off.
It's so crazy.
The whole thing is wild to me. It's wild to me. I mean, who's like the villain? Who would you say is the main villain on all the shows that are happening right now?
Beverly Hills is Sutton, perhaps?
I think it's kind of Sutton. It's like Kyle, almost.
I had a Sutton revelation this week.
Okay.
She is the new Kathy Hilton.
Interesting. To me, she's almost like she's like the one that everybody's picking on right now. So she's almost like a Teddy Mellencamp to me. She's kind of annoying.
But she's like unhinged.
Yes and no. It's like she's unhinged, but we also like dealt with Erica, who was like unhinged for two seasons.
Should we just take a break and launch into this episode?
Let's do it.
Investing can feel super intimidating and people don't know exactly where to start. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. And you really don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorn recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals and then automatically invests your money for you. I know I'm someone that is not a finance major and investing seemed really challenging. Like I didn't know where to start, and Acorns has helped me so much. Head over to acorns.com/judgy to download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to possibly promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/judgy. Investing involves risks, including the loss of principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisor LLC. Acorns is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Security, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com. Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards your summer you. Peloton accommodates your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. They have some that are only 5 minutes long. And I can tell you with Peloton, if I start I'll like do a 10-minute class and then I'm like, I could do one more 10 minutes. I could do one more 10 minutes. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of working out, which always feels great. They have such a variety of classes and so much flexibility. You know, you can move your body in so many different ways. Peloton has a range of class types. So you can do a walking class. Are you really interested in running a marathon? They can help you train for a marathon. They have yoga, meditations, Pilates, HIIT workout, and you can move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations. I get a weekly update with our guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out so you can jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day. Peloton has everything you need to get where you're going, whether it's running outdoors or riding at home or strength training at the gym. Peloton has something for you. Get a head start on the summer you with Peloton at onepeloton.com. That's onepeloton.com. I have been using Whey products for years now. That's O-U-A-I. And they just have released a new anti-frizz cream. And if you think about it, everyone has frizz. If you have thin, thick hair, you know, wavy, curly, straight, everyone still has a frizz problem. But you guys can check out their new anti-frizz cream. It provides immediate frizz control that lasts up to 72 hours. Plus it has heat protection. I'm someone that uses the Dyson. Then I straight iron my hair. So this is definitely helping reduce and repair split ends. It quenches the dry hair with intense hydration. And according to consumer perception studies, 90% of participants agreed with their hair looking less frizzy using this product. Plus their scents are incredible. This is a Sydney-inspired North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. All of their scents are incredible. I always use their leave-in conditioner. I use their detox shampoo once a week. I also use their hair oil. I am obsessed with Whey. Be frizz-free and go to THEOUAI.com and enter promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's THEOUAI.com, promo code TJG, always getting 15% off. Check out Whey. Underwear drawers are like the wild, wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. You've got pairs from 3 birthdays and 2 Christmases ago, pairs from 5 different brands with 5 different fits. And when you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. Now, I felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies, and my other pairs have to all go because MeUndies is all I can reach for. I'm hooked, and honestly, I just feel off if I try to wear anything else. I love them because you can get your classic black, and then they also have like super fun expressive prints. I have these great shamrock ones, you know, when I'm feeling lucky. Plus, they come in all sizes. They have extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. They also have really great loungewear. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Go to their loungewear section. Super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies. They even have an activewear collection. It's super soft. And it's just unmatched comfort. MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. Go to get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. That's MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. The weather is finally getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I recently updated my wardrobe, and I hate spending a fortune on that kind of stuff, especially like summer clothes, because I feel like they like get a lot of wear and tear. But I have been using Quince for over a year now, and they have such timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. They have this European linen. I have their white button downs. They have dresses. They have blouses, shorts, and they are starting at $30. Also, they have these cute washable silk tanks. Everything they have is timeless. They even have 14 karat gold jewelry. And the best part is Quince's items are priced 50 to 80% off less than similar brands. They partner directly with top factories, and Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Cordy and I are simply both obsessed. You guys have to go to their website. You can literally update your entire wardrobe for the summer at a very affordable price and really high quality stuff. All their linen is fantastic. I even throw it in the dryer. It just wears super well. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/judgy for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/judgy to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/judgy.
Okay, so we're back. All the girls were still in Vegas.
Can we just say, by the way, my text to you, Beverly Hills is back, baby. Like, this season is true to form. And I have to be honest, I don't miss Alisa Rinna. I don't miss her at all. I think this cast is doing exceptional. Six is the magic number. You know what's weird? They didn't show Anne Marie when they're showing the six girls.
And she doesn't even have a tagline.
Yeah, like
probably just a friend of.
No, she's a housewife. She has a tagline. She does. Oh,
she's not going
to
be.
She's like an anesthesiologist or something. But
oh yeah, something about putting people to sleep.
Yeah, but there was at one point I thought that they showed only they showed the title card with the Real Housewife, and I thought that they had only shown six of them. Because I remember thinking, oh, we don't need seven without Rinna. Maybe she's just not in it because she hasn't been introduced. Or maybe she was in it and I totally missed her, because I got to be honest, this cast is carrying it for me.
Yeah, I'll be curious when they let her on. I heard it's episode six. This is probably episode...
This is three? Four? For this, four.
Okay. So we got two more episodes till we meet her. But okay, we're still in Vegas. I also love that they spent a couple days there. I feel like most of the time for Beverly Hills, they... you know, just like go for the day or the night, but they spent two nights. That was a big deal, I feel like, for them.
Is it though? I think they go to Beverly Hills or Palm Springs for a couple of nights. This just felt like they were there for so long because we're on the third episode of them being in Vegas right now.
Okay, maybe that's why.
Yeah.
Okay.
So much happened.
All the girls are getting married. They're getting married. They're getting glam.
I don't like it. There's too much glam in this episode.
I love to watch their fashion. Like when. Sure. I also love how they had to like part ways, like, okay, we're going on double dates today, lunch dates, everybody. So, of course, it was going to be Sutton and Garcelle. Erica is like,
Garcelle and Sutton on a gondola.
Mesmerizing.
While they're chatting and the man just starts singing to them. I was cackling.
He sounded great.
He's doing his job. Have you ever gone on that gondola, by the way?
No, but I was just in that hotel like,
in the Venetian
2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Or the Palazzo, are they at? It's like the same thing, right? Venetian Palazzo.
I was definitely not in that hotel. I was in the Paris hotel. They all look the same.
Vanderpump Paris. Maybe that's what you were thinking, because when they went and met up with Oliver. Mm. I'm pretty sure it's the Venetian because it's like Venice.
Yeah, that's correct. Okay. You're definitely right.
And
But the Paris hotel felt like it had blue on the ceiling too.
Where did we see? Didn't we see like Shania Twain and Planet Hollywood? And I feel like we were in the Venetian as well. Honestly, they're all the same to me. Like, I thought that Cowboy Bar was in the Hard Rock just based on the signage. That's in Treasure Island. I would love to know how they found themselves in Treasure Island.
Oh, I just assumed that was off the Strip.
No, I thought it was Hard Rock because the way the sign looked, it looked like the Hard Rock sign, you know? And then we're at Resort Worlds and we're like at the end. And
we're all over the place. We're at the Delano.
Yeah, which is by Mandalay Bay at the top of the Strip. It's like we have hit every inch of that Strip. We're going high. We're going low. We're going in water. We're going to places that are in Beverly Hills. We're doing it all.
I am curious about that Resort World. I would like to stay there one time.
Okay.
If you're interested.
I've gone to Zouk a bunch of times there. That's like the nightclub that's there. I've gone there a bunch of times. It's really interesting because it's like Zouk is very popular, but the way that it is, I was talking to my friend Nicole, who she spent a lot of time in Vegas. So she was saying that Resort World is technically like three hotels. So there's the Hilton, there's the Conrad, and then I forgot the other one. The third one is where they're staying at. Cotswold, okay. Something like that. Corkswold. I forgot they showed it and I forgot the name of it. And then that's the only one. The one that they're staying in is the only one that has room service.
Oh.
So the other ones, you basically DoorDash, but it's from all the restaurants below.
Oh, that's cool.
Is it?
Feels like room service.
Yeah, but I feel like they're just delivering a bag to you and not like...
You just don't get the cart.
I like when they bring the cart in.
You want a Caesar salad. You want a real Coca-Cola. You want French fries. And you want chicken on that Caesar salad.
Boom. Side of sriracha. Love it. Thank you so much.
The sriracha I didn't know about. So now I know.
I do like, well, not, I don't always have it. It's not, I don't want like a Cholula. I don't want a Tabasco. It's sriracha or nothing.
I'm a Cholula girl.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
I like Frank's Red Hot as well.
Ooh. I mean, I will try any hot sauce.
Oh, like did I put in my ketchup Frank's Red Hot and do my grilled cheese? Mm-hmm.
Yep. Do I do that with my ranch? I add a little sriracha, mix it up and throw it in. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Back to food. So.
What happens when you get us just recapping one episode? We have even barely talked about this.
Okay. So I thought it was very interesting. Dorit calls PK and she's like, Babalish. What was your date with Mo? And I feel like both PK and Dorit are on this kind of mission to almost get them to say what's really happening. Because, you know, Mo and PK, they film. They're both talking like about PK's their marriages.
Stubble. The stubble's got to go, PK.
I didn't really notice him. But well, anyways.
It looked like Tim Allen and Santa Claus.
It was in black and white, right? They weren't in color.
It was like sepia toned almost. Yeah. It was a flashback of it all. But maybe that's why, because the tone of the video, like the white stood out. I was like, he is Tim Allen in the beginning of Santa Claus when he's turned into Santa Claus. Oh, I understand. That is where he is.
I could see it. So then Mo's just like, well, I don't have time to fight with my wife. You know, she's always right. Like happy wife, happy life type of thing. And PK is like trying to dig there. He's like, we can't always
agree. Not always.
Yeah.
Mo is fucked up royally. It's that conversation convinced me more and more that he did something and she is a dunzo.
Well, she clearly wants to be, she keeps on saying like, I'm so clear and I want to be clear. Because either she caught him doing something, or maybe
she's also changed a lot. Like her friend passing, I think really clearly rocked her to the core, which I would assume it would do to anybody. Knock on wood, it has not happened to me. I assume like you start reexamining your life. What am I doing here? And she started making all these changes in her life. She quit drinking. She's working out. She's changing what her priorities are.
But the quitting drinking thing is definitely a control thing.
Yeah.
Because she cannot control Mo.
But Mo, yeah. And what she doesn't like though is Mo's not changing. Mo is, if anything, he's leaning more into the socializing. He's building these networks. He's opening more agencies. Like he is so, but they've always kind of been on that path together. And now Kyle's taken a left turn and Mo missed the light.
Yeah, he did.
And so they're just growing in opposite directions and Kyle's just done. Sober Kyle is so much more clear and confrontational.
Right. She's going to say what she thinks. She's not going to hold back anymore.
Yeah. And she's standing up for what she wants and all of these things. So she's a brand new Kyle.
But I also feel like she was calling Mo to be like, how much does PK know?
Right.
What did you tell him? Did you film him?
I know this was filmed
in separate rooms. Like, I think at this point, they're already in separate rooms.
Well, did you find it interesting that they were filming that? Right. Like the cameras were there. So she's probably like, I'm about to go do a sit down with Dorit where we're going to be talking about a similar thing. And I need to know what you've said so that our stories match up here. And why aren't you taking Portia to school?
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, and then it comes to this question and they kind of got into these questions, like how much money is enough money? And it feels like she's just ready for now. A quieter life. She's like, I've done the show for 13 years. Like it's ruined so many parts of my family. Like I've had,
I don't think Kyle's
relationships with Kim. I've had strange relationships with Kathy. Like now our relationship has changed. I think there's a part of her that is like, I want to be in Aspen most of the year. And I can film, you know, in Beverly Hills for the 3 or 4 months, but like the rest of the time I want to be in the mountains. Like Portia's on her way to college. The girls can stay here. Like
Why do you think she wants to leave to Aspen? Did she say that? I don't think she wants to leave to Aspen.
She literally said, I want to be in the mountains.
She did?
Yes.
I was so focused on Dorit's roots. I was like, what the hell are the money problems in the Kemsley house?
It's like a few grays.
her hair was grown out. And listen, we all have grace. Like, that's not a thing. You know, I have, like, whenever I see one, I pull it out and I say, whatever, three is going to grow back. I don't care. I'll get the next three, you know, whatever it is. But Dorit, who has been like this beacon of fashion, which if you guys also haven't seen the video where Jaggy and Phoenix are critiquing her interview looks, it is so good. Those kids are so well-spoken and so smart and so cute. Like, their vocabulary is insane. But it's a very adorable. But for Dorit, who's come onto this scene and has been nothing but like her version of perfection with every look, it is wild to me that her hair looks the way that it does for who she is. Because if you notice, she also got glammed that night. She said she could not go one more day being on the camera with her own look.
Sure, sure. I get it. I would too. If everyone
I also find it interesting that they're having lunch at Wally's. Wally's, if you guys will remember, was hosted by Yolanda and David Foster years back, where Andrea Bocelli was a special guest singing to the ladies in Beverly Hills.
Wow. The fact of that knowledge that you remembered that. How have you been to Wally's?
I have not, but my friends.
You passed by Wally's.
Yes. Great lattes there. Great lattes.
Okay.
Listen, it's like it's a wine show. I don't head to the Beverly Hills that often unless I'm going to my gyno.
Okay. Got it.
That's where she's located.
Got it.
And I'll go to Beverly Hills adjacent. Or Honor Bar. Okay. I guess I do go to Beverly Hills a lot, but I haven't been to Wally's. So sorry.
Okay.
But Wally, you know,
this is the Wally's of Las Vegas.
This is Wally's of Las Vegas. Yes.
And then, that's why she got the oat milk latte because they're known for their lattes.
Yeah. She knew. And also she's sober if you didn't know.
I don't think she's making the big deal about being sober. It's everyone around her is not used to her being sober.
They are
like, where's my fun friend?
You're not doing the splits,
mourning,
Kyle.
They're mourning the loss of her drinking more than she is.
But here's what bothers me about Garcelle saying she misses the old Kyle. When somebody decides that they're going to choose to go sober or whatever decision that they're making to make a change in their life for themselves is for the better. When someone says like, I miss the old Kyle, like how long is this going to last? Like blah, blah, blah. It's fucking rude. Because you've made this decision because you're saying, hey, I think I need to be sober for clarity. I don't like what I was like when I was drinking, all these things. And then you're saying like, basically, like, well, now you're a fucking bore.
It's like, do whatever you want to do. Take it. As she said, they can take it or leave it. She's not going to like go around to the sales party anymore.
I just think it's annoying when people say that.
The loss of her friend going out to have some cocktails with. Okay, but I don't think Kyle has been like, I don't go out anymore because I don't drink.
Right. I also think it's like clearly Kyle has gone through something and like you don't like she's not making all of these changes because she just woke up one day. It was like, it's Tuesday. I got to change.
What happened?
It's like
guys?
Clearly seriously. There are things that have happened.
There was a night. Might have been a few nights. Maybe she caught Mo doing something, but she was drunk and she was so unclear. She couldn't really piece everything together and he's denying it. I'm making this up as I go along, but I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Something weird happened. There was an incident.
I mean, she even says, what multiple, I think is interesting maybe. Too, is she tries to say too, she tells Dorit, like, you know, like, he wasn't there for me when I was going through a hard time. And I'm curious exactly, like, which is what I think is referring to her friend passing. But I'm like, I'm curious though, because there's something else behind it that she doesn't want to tell us. Like neither of them want to give enough away, but Dorit for some reason feels the need. She's like, if my marriage is going down, so is yours. Let's do this together.
Yeah. And I think marriage is, you know, you go in ebbs and flows and.
Yeah, totally. And then I thought also at the other lunch where we're at Viva with Crystal and Erica, which I was, you guys, I'm sorry. Erica's fucking star. Outfit. I love this look on her. I am enjoying her so much more this season.
A casual daytime pink sequin bell bottom two piece.
She was giving me like a little bit of Dolly, a little Farrah Fawcett, you know, just some Dallas in that. Like I thought, I loved this
like the
look
sunglasses. I loved them. I usually hate when people wear sunglasses inside. She pulled it off to me.
She looked fabulous. But I thought, I'm like, she's interesting because first off, I think she would 100% still be with Tom if the lawsuit didn't happen. She loved the lifestyle, blah, blah, blah. Now that it's happened, though, I actually think where she is now, she's so much happier as a person.
Agreed.
Which is wild, because when you ask that question, when does money stop being, you know, providing happiness for you? For her, she's like, my bills being paid was what made me happy, you know,
well, and what she was used to and accustomed to.
Yeah. And so,
but didn't feel the pressure of paying them.
But I like this version of Erica that we're getting. I also think this might be at the point too, where she's hooking up with like whoever, like the hotelier is that she's like, you know, allegedly seeing in Vegas.
She definitely needs to write a book.
And she did.
Oh, she did.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was even called The Pretty Mess.
No, but not since Tom stuff.
Oh, you want her to like reveal all? We got to wait till he dies. I don't mean that so matter of factly. Yeah. We have to wait till he dies before she can tell.
And you let us know today, Bad Mormon, you can find on Spotify for free.
Yeah. So if you're a Spotify premium member, you can listen to the audiobook for free. So I'm going to join you on that journey because I just didn't want to pay for it.
Totally.
But since I already pay for Spotify with one of my 5,000 subscriptions.
I didn't even know they have books.
Yeah, audiobooks is a thing now.
I didn't see it. I don't know anything. So.
Well, I got you.
Oh, and I have I don't have premium. How do you get premium?
You pay for it.
How much is it? Oh, no, I do have premium.
Did you look up Bad Mormon? Why don't you just look up Bad Mormon, see if you can press play? Okay, perfect.
But it's a sample for 5 minutes.
No, then you don't have
it. But then down here, it has all the chapters and everything. 49 minutes for chapter 8? Whoa. Maybe I do have it. I don't know. I can figure this out offline.
I'm not, honestly, I don't know. I just pressed opening credits. I just pressed opening credits and started it.
You guys, I feel like, I'm sorry, we're really out of it.
Back to Mo. Let's go to Erica's lunch though. And I thought, okay, so I'm trying to figure out, I think Erica is not staying in the suite with them. I think she is in whatever suite, Mikey, the partner, the dancer. I think Crystal has her own room. It seems then you've got Garcelle and Sutton sharing a room, but two beds. And then you've got Kyle and Dorit sharing one bed. And I just don't see Erica rooming.
How come she was with all of them when they came down for the elevator? Was that planned out?
100%. Did you see her sprint to the elevator doors? She ran to that elevator door. She knew they were in there.
How could they have timed that?
Oh, I think they had that door open button. And then she texted them. And then she like texted them like, you can let it go. And then sprinted over and like put her arm in it. Go back and watch the scene of her running to the door.
No.
There's something weird with that. And then I was like, frick, Mikey is here? I'm like, okay, it is his partner. But of course, he shows up everywhere. Dwight.
Yeah, with his turtleneck, the white turtleneck.
Yeah, he just reminds me of Dwight from like Atlanta. He's just, you know. He's just there. But I think these lunches were so interesting to me. This episode I felt was very interesting to me across the board because then, you know, okay, we have lunch. We also even talk about Oliver and Raquel.
Right. Which like nothing happened. Who cares? It's not a big deal. Care. They like you literally made out you're in your 20s. It's not bad.
By the way, sorry, jumping again. There was like this like clip of, and it's on comments by Bravo. There's a clip of like the new season and someone comments basically saying like, I think everyone's going to turn on the audience is going to turn on Ariana and we're going to like find a soft spot for Tom. And she messages back, like she comments on it basically saying, wouldn't be surprised if that happens. Remember we said that cast is going to start getting upset because in the thing it's like, you know, you're basically asking Sheena to choose Tom or you. And I would be like, yeah, I am. And if she can't choose me, then she can fucking go. Sheena. And no, she didn't say the back part. January. I added that. I'm sorry.
This is happening in January, right?
January. I mean,
we are
living in the
time. I'm stuffed.
We are living in the times. Talk about food. We're being stuffed and fed here. I know. Yeah. I mean, we're going to have to talk about all of our Thanksgiving stuff next week and the week after. Like, it's always about food. It's always about food. Okay. So then we're getting ready because now we're going to go out to a nice dinner.
The Delano, where they all stayed for BravoCon.
Yes. And then we're going to go to Treasure Island because we're going to go to.
And we got to sit at a round table, which we never get to sit at round tables because it's bad to film at.
We're also interesting. Something about that cracks me up is about Vegas too, is like Vegas is like a no hole. Like there's no rules in Vegas. Okay. You want to have a shrimp buffet at 8 a.m. You get your ass in that buffet line. Wynn Buffet, by the way, best buffet on the strip. You want, you know, like there's just no rules. You want to walk around with like alcohol in your, it's 6 a.m. Who cares? You live your life. You want to dress up with all your girlfriends in cowboy gear because you're going to go to a honky tonk and you want to go to a nice sit down restaurant where you're going to spend at least $1,000 as a group. Go for it.
But her hat was $6,000.
Kemosabe, real diamonds. Jewelry. I knew that's why I liked that one the best. Like she looked like Rodeo from Rock of Love. And if you don't know who that is,
looked great. I know exactly who Rodeo is
because I thought Erica. I thought Erica looked amazing. I loved her look. It was a full like denim, like long sleeve flare pants with like diamonds. She was a denim and diamond.
Denim and diamonds. I can appreciate that. Sutton was like a little too cash for me. Garcelle, like the pants got too into the theme.
It was like it was cow.
Did they even show us Crystal?
Crystal had braids.
Because the Michael Jackson impersonator.
And then she had a black shirt with like rhinestone stars on it.
Also, isn't Michael Jackson like canceled?
Yeah, I don't know. Cirque du Soleil's got a show. And then the Michael Jackson impersonator just dancing while they're presenting the cake. I was like, I cannot with this. Like, this is just.
Also, I thought they were like, okay, clearly they went for Crystal's 40th birthday. But then they're like, but like you got one night. Like, why
it's
do we
still
keep
your
on
birthday? It's like, yeah, it's still her birthday. You're literally on Crystal's 40th birthday party trip.
It's too good. Let's take a quick break and go to the honk tonk.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
So we go to the honky tonk, but wait, first of all, wait, forgot. Yeah. We got to play the game. Garcelle's in charge of the game.
It's like, she's like, don't kill me. It's like, oh, God,
okay, I thought so the game was slip the cards. Again.
I thought the game was actually very interesting. Clearly we're focusing on Kyle, right? All the side shots are to Kyle. Anytime someone's talking, they're panning to Kyle. It's, you know, Garcelle asks if your partner cheats once, can you get by? Like, can you get past it? I still am obsessed with Garcelle and her sending that email. I love when she's like, to our friends, like she sent it to all of CAA.
Right.
Like, that is just such a boss
move. 5 years,
right there.
I get it.
I love it. And like, and Kyle saying, I don't know. And obviously it's alluding to like we know what they're trying to allude to, right? Like something happened. And look, I'm subscribing.
Right.
I've hit that follow button. I'm clicking like. I'm subscribing.
She's like, well, I don't know. Like, but then I like in her confessional, she's like, do I look like someone that would accept someone cheating on me?
No, because I don't think she knows. It always goes back. There's a white party that she had, maybe like season 2 or 3. She was, you know, when they were hosting the white party.
Dancing with someone.
And someone was kind of dancing near Mo and she like yanked them, like, get away from my husband. That is my love bean. And I can just remember.
That's right.
Yeah. She's jealous.
The love bean thing.
The jealousy. You know? I don't know if she said love bean there, but they do say it a lot now.
Dorit mimicking Erica in her confessional was like so spot on. The question was, is monogamy natural for humans? And Erica's like, even female lioness will seek out the strongest, the younger males. It's like, she married the oldest one in the pack. Like, how can she talk about this?
Because you know why? I think they had a thing where she would hook up with younger men. Although I'm taking back that I think she's asexual now. I think that there's something. I think these hormones are really turning her up.
Oh, Erica's not asexual. Wait, Dorit says cheating is unacceptable, which I mean, she'd go Lorena Bobbitt, chop off the penis. Mm-hmm. But I need to know more about his DUI and who was in the car.
Well, Teddy saw the report and she didn't see that there was another person in the car. So I believe Teddy. Yeah, right. Let's go with the salacious story. Tell us about the DUI.
I do think Teddy is a truth seeker.
No. Yes and no. Truth seeker for what matters to her.
Yeah.
Like I think Teddy as a human is probably a fine person. Teddy as a reality star is a no-no.
Was not.
It's a no-no. We talked about this. It's like she's practicing lines. She's hoping for some sort of moment. She's giving me Psy in the first season of New York, you know? And it's like, Teddy, you've had multiple seasons. It's like,
Psy was on Jeff Lewis and I kind of understood her a lot more after being out.
No, why don't you give it? You tell.
Jeff was trying to say, he was like, I think you kind of got like an interesting edit and I kind of that size a little bit of a truth seeker. And like, she literally was losing her mind with Jessel because that Jessel comes from privilege and she's trying to pretend like she was experiencing the same hardship Psy did, which is not the truth, you know? So Psy was very frustrated because she's like, come on, like, this is ridiculous. Like, our two upbringings were not at all the same. Like, and you're trying to compare us.
But it's Psy was trying to push during the seasons, like, tell me something. Like, she wanted Jessel to give her an answer that Jessel was like, I'm not giving you that answer. Like, it was just this thing where it's like, at this point, just
came up
it.
On top. So.
Yeah, it's like, Psy, just drop it because now you're the villain. Now, if you lean into it in season two, maybe I'll have more respect for you. Just go the full villain because we didn't get in. Who is the villain of each season? Can we just do that before we come back here?
Tamara.
Duh. They wanted it to be
Beverly
Heather.
Hills right now. I think it's Sutton. Potomac, they're trying to make it Candace and Wendy, but really it's Ashley Darby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Agreed. Salt Lake.
They're trying to make it Lisa Barlow, but it's Monica.
Yep. Yep. I'm agreeing with Miami
Larsa Pippen. I'm only going to call her Larsa Pippen now.
Yeah, I like that. Even if she changes her name to Jordan,
she's always still Larsa Pippen.
What about like Winterhouse? Alex.
Yes.
He's the true villain.
Southern Charm.
Austin.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Even though it's Taylor, no. But because people are misogynistic, they'll say Taylor, but it's really Austin.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
In New Jersey, Teresa.
It's Marge. Jeffrey Aiden. It's Marge.
What?
Marge is the, she's the sniper from the side for me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That feels right. Okay.
But I also did appreciate Erica really opening up. I feel like I'm loving what we're seeing out of Sutton this season and Erica and Kyle.
I think everyone is, I'm telling you, there's something without Lisa Rinna being there. She provided this sense of scaredness from the women where they were in fear being around Lisa because either what was she going to expose? What was she going to try to insinuate? How was she going to gaslight you?
Yes. Like, or use it against you or dig for something.
Could not be at ease when you were in a scene with Lisa Rinna.
Go to page 6.
Unless you were Erica.
Same with Lisa Vanderpump as well.
I agree. I 100%. You know, see, but like Lisa,
you trust them enough and you think you have a relationship with them, but they'll stab you in the back by calling page 6.
Keep your enemies close. Keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
Yeah.
And that you're so right with that. Like everything. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we go to the honky talk. Kyle riding this thing. Her legs are just pure freaking muscle. Lasted for 25 seconds. Sutton was scaring that man. I thought his name was Mateo because it literally said it on his shirt, but then they did a different name. Like, I was like, wait, why is his name Mateo on his shirt then? He was hot.
Sutton is just so awkward. And here's what was making me laugh about at the dinner and at the honky tonk is that they're showing the drinks, right? Kyle's going to have a passion fruit. Like, we've got to see what drink Kyle is ordering. And everyone literally is ordering the same thing that they always do. Then we get to the honky tonk and Kyle's going to order a Heineken Zero. Is that zero alcohol? And then we're still getting the same thing. We've got Dorit's three carcasses. We've got, Sutton with her Kettle One Neat with the grapefruit on the side. You know, we've got the same drinks from everyone, but we have to make it. You're totally like
them. They are trying to make it seem like Sutton has a drinking problem.
100%.
When they just go to a scene of her talking to her dogs about commercials. What?
Miller-like commercials.
Watching the TV. It's Miller time. Mm-hmm. She fills up. Those cups that she had like reminds me of
golf course cups. Like
completely. Vacation cup. You know, you get them at a wedding or something.
The resort cup.
Or like on a
beach. You're at the pool.
Yes. And it's like she's taking them all back to her house. And then she
fit in her purse.
She filled that up 3/4 straight vodka, no ice.
And they also have her sip it. And you expect her, maybe she's going to sip it and be like, oh, a little strong. And she's like, that's how mama likes it.
I know. Yes.
But Sutton is like, I think Sutton is also, there's something like neurotic about her that she also feels the need that she has to drink in these scenes to feel comfortable.
Yes.
Because like we're at, she's drinking at the honky tonk. She's going to ride the bull, but she's being a little crazy. I also was like laughing too, because I think I've told this story. I texted our friend Katie and I said, Katie, I just want to give you a trigger warning on tonight's episode because they do ride a mechanical bull. And the last time you were on a bull, you pulled something in your knee and you were out for 6 weeks.
Ooh, wow.
And I gave her a trigger warning because I said,
I can't say I have ever ridden a mechanical bull, which I actually feel like is kind of shocking.
Yeah, I feel like that is surprising.
I never have.
Me neither.
That I remember.
Yeah. Well, and it is, I think there is a lot of quad work in that.
Totally. It's all in quad thighs. Work, yeah.
You know, and so, mistakes can happen with the knees because the knees are squeezing, the thighs are squeezing. Sure. And, you've got to ride it.
Yeah.
You got to ride it back and
go
forth.
With the motion of the ocean.
Exactly. You got to distribute that weight. So that is, it's a tough workout. Sutton lasts for 14 seconds because she says, turn it off. And Erica, I screamed. Erica said, if Sutton's bull riding is any way of her dick riding, I screaming like Erica.
I would have. Do you think they were the only two that one did it? I would have liked to see everybody give it a shot.
I think absolutely they were the only two. Maybe Crystal. I feel like they're cutting Crystal scenes just for fun.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Like Crystal was saying last week that she actually was standing up for Garcelle when Garcelle was speaking at the breakfast and they cut that.
Was Crystal even in the white sprinter van?
Yes. She was just quiet.
Oh my God. This is bad. Okay. So basically we're going down, we're getting in the elevator and you think that Mikey and Davis were riding up and down, up and down, up and down until finally they got the text.
Because Erica and God are having a conversation and Erica's like, I'm giving up fighting for Lent.
This made me lash like, God, he shined upon me and he opened those doors and I said, I'm taking it. God's telling me to confront Sutton.
I've had two years.
You can apologize to my friends because you embarrassed them.
Mm-hmm. You said the dancers were shitty. I didn't say the dancers were shitty. And you could just see her stuff. Because here's the thing, too. Sutton doesn't like to be embarrassed. She's completely Southern class. She is dirty laundry. You do not air that in public.
I've talked about her being a scary mommy.
Yeah.
Like, remember when her daughter
Porter
wanted a play date with Amelia Delilah? Graham. They're the same age. And we couldn't.
And she said, and no, we won't be doing that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, kind of
the right moves. Okay.
But so Sutton's like pissed, like, you're purposely trying to embarrass me. Like, I didn't even make this a big deal. Like, I'm sorry you guys came out and came to my side. And Guile's like, I didn't even want to come out, but you're so fucking unhinged. Garcelle was like, you're at a fucking 10. And I was sad I was missing the show, you know?
Well, and Dorit is like sticking it. First off, I thought Dorit looked stunning in the scene. A no glam scene with her hair and her pony and those glasses. I was like, what are those frames? I'm into them. Yeah. And then she's like, well, Garcelle, couldn't you have brought Sutton? They're talking about Sutton as if she's not sitting right there.
I totally noticed the same thing.
Like, Garcelle, couldn't you have brought her from a 10 to a 2? And she's like, I'm not a therapist. And like, Sutton's literally just like, where's my grapefruit juice and my vodka? Like,
And then Garcelle's like, well, you know what? Like, Guile tried to help, but like, Dorit, you could have helped too. Like, I would have liked to watch the show, you know?
That's also, and then, like,
Sutton is like a classic narcissistic victim. Like, I'm sorry, I felt uncomfortable. And now I'm just going to be done with the conversation. But like, I was uncomfortable. So I'm sorry.
Well, she did say an apology. I'm sorry if I ruined the show for everyone. I thought that she was actually sincere in that. I think she was just more like, she doesn't want to say it out loud. I was drunk. I got embarrassed. I was pissed that I wore pants and hadn't been taken up yet. And she can't say it out loud of like, because she tried to apologize right away, right? So like, she was like, I said, I'm sorry. Let the mouse go.
Yeah.
Let the mouse go. Like, she
victim. Yeah. She always plays the victim. It's always like,
she decides a fake it's
apology.
Over.
Yeah. She decides it's over and it's bullshit. And I used to like Sutton.
I'm still enjoying Sutton. Because she's rich, honey.
She's a true eccentric.
She's quirky.
She has all the money. She can do whatever she wants. She drinks at 1 o'clock by herself.
Well, I asked this question though, Mary. If there's a real housewife that you could trade lives with for 48 hours, who would you trade lives with? I'm picking Sutton.
I would not be opposed to a Sutton.
There were either people were saying Jenna Lyons. They were saying Heather Dubrow. But I'm like, if I'm Heather Dubrow, I'm married to Terry.
I think he would probably like do whatever you wanted.
Well, maybe it's like I'm doing 48 hours and then on my 47th hour is then when I'm going under and I'm getting some work done.
Sure.
So then when she wakes up, I've helped her out. Not that she needs help, but you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to take advantage of this, but I can't waste 2 days in getting plastic surgery, you know?
Yeah.
Not that Heather needs it. But I'm thinking, like, I'm going to Sutton. Sutton is, I mean, $300,000 a month. I mean, hello. I get to drink at noon and it's not that weird because I'm rich.
Thank you.
It's only a problem if I'm poor.
Right.
You know, okay. So that's Vegas though. They fly out, whatever. We miss all that. Then, you know, Kyle's coming over to Sutton's house because they've got to talk about this.
This was wild. We also got a Mexican restaurant, Madre's.
Oh, I'm sorry. Madre restaurant. Yes. It's a Oaxacan place. It's right down the street from me. It's on Fairfax and Willoughby.
Yeah. I loved that Erica and Garcelle had this great lunch. And Garcelle's kind of like, maybe I need to take a little bit of a step back from Sutton. Like, I don't have to defend her at every moment. And I feel like Erica also did a good job of Erica. I'm like, she's on the right cocktail this season.
Mm-hmm. Those hormones. I think what's also interesting too, is I think Garcelle is seeing from this Fox Force 5. And again, with the Rinna piece missing is like, oh wait, these women are actually so different when they're not as an alliance. Yes. And her and Sutton have had their backs up to the wall every season prior. And I think now Garcelle's probably finally been like, oh, okay. Without Rinna, without this alliance part of it, now I can actually like be friends. And I don't necessarily have to make sure that Sutton and I are okay. Not that they're not going to be okay, but like we don't have to be as much of a team against you as much as we can like fit in more. And that's what I kind of took from it. I did laugh when like Erica was like, I've learned how to speak, Dorit.
Right.
And no, basically I just zone out and I come back in and we're still talking about the same thing. And
they'll be able to figure it out.
Yep. And you'll be, you know, and it'll be okay. Just, you know, Erica's a star. I'm sorry. She's a star this season.
I completely agree.
This is her best season out of any of the previous ones.
Yeah. Okay. So Guile comes over in the Hunter rain boots from Sutton and, you know, she's looking for some tea, not that smooth move shit, literally. And Sutton is,
she's having a cocktail because she's had a long day.
I think she's already had a cocktail though.
Avi
conversation.
Yeah,
she is literally becomes this theatrical Disney villain impersonating Erica. Like, she intentionally embarrassed me. I literally got like the Sleeping Beauty Maleficent vibes coming out of Sun. Like, I was scared. I mean, her eyes were getting big.
They were dark.
It was bizarre.
They were dark. She went a little dark. Here's the thing too, though. Kyle is only weirdly confrontational like this, though, with Sutton. Last season, putting her hands on her. Like, she has
that was because Kyle was drunk.
I know, but I'm saying, like, Kyle doesn't have a problem. Or even, like, with, like, the Dorit stuff. Remember after Dorit got robbed and Sutton's like, ugh, and I can't get my French designer in the country. Talk about hardship.
Right. She does do some very uncomfortable things.
Like, but there's something about Sutton that like triggers Kyle in a way where she's like almost treats her like this little sister that she kind of pushes around. And that's what I mean by like the Teddy Mellencamp vibe that I get from her. Like, she's not going to talk that way to Erica.
Well, this got pretty bizarre very quickly. I found like, and then it was interesting how they cut to Sutton's confessional and she's like, well, I realized that Kyle isn't really my true friend. She's never going to have my back. But Sutton went to 10. She got really high, I would say. Like, she was like, and literally Kyle's like, are you okay? Like, what's going on right now? Like, just let me talk, Jesus.
Name them. But I hate when Kyle's gone. She said a lot of fuck yous this season already.
Sutton's like, I don't know. I don't understand the word rude.
Do you need a dictionary for me to look it up? But it was like, I think part of it, what it was like her, like Sutton saying like, this was my turn to be unhinged. You all have had seasons of unhinged. Like, remember when like Kyle like sprinted out of the Amsterdam restaurant after the glass throw? Like, remember like you stole my goddamn house? Like, Kyle's had moments of unhinged in these like years too, but she's just so much clearer right now that she's like, so let me tell you.
But just also Sutton, own it. Like, you ruined people's time at this, Bandy, and just say, fine, I was being a little bit of a brat and I did want to go up there. And that's why I brought the ones. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why it's annoying.
I mean, I agree. It's like, but, and then I like that Kyle, because the clip that like they had shown Kyle, they didn't show Kyle saying like all the different things. So I did like that Kyle named, she did name him. But it was like the whole thing.
Pants, the Lake Tahoe, she was going to leave.
The face roller. Yeah.
I mean, she left the show.
This is what makes
great television. Thank you, Sutton.
It's so good. And I'm excited for the fact, though, because I think we've said this in the past, too. Is like, Kyle like, really isn't your friend. Like, she's friendly, but she does not, bully's not the right word, but she does pick on Sutton a lot.
I also think Kathy Hilton's in Sutton's ear.
And I think Kyle is also maybe subconsciously annoyed that Sutton is, I mean, I know she mentioned it before, like, oh, yeah, you went to Kathy's party. But I'm like, it bothers her that Sutton is friends with Kathy.
Completely.
So, like, there's this underlying thing of Kat. You're so right. There's
your psychology majors.
You're so right, though. There's the underlying issue of Kathy Hilton still bothering Kyle.
I was going to say that Kyle was on a podcast, and I guess she was a little bit forthcoming about talking, because she while we're filming this, like, she's not talking to Kathy right now. And I think she talks about their relationship, and right now they are good. Like, she just went to Nikki's 40th birthday and they're on good terms right now. But literally, Kyle's also freaking out that Kathy will get parts of the show and listen to what Kyle said and they get mad at her again.
I can see that. But okay, that's, so they're not talking. So it is kind of wild that they're staying at Resorts World.
Yes.
That is.
They're not talking yet.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. So yeah, so there's a lot.
And I think that's what makes her clear too, because it's like, okay, so my best friend passed away. Yep. I'm not talking to my sister. My husband has been not supporting me with either of those two things. And he's work. And it's like, how much more money can we get? I think that's kind of how Kyle feels. Like, I would be happy with just living in Aspen full time. Like, yeah. Porsche's going to be gone. Like, we can downsize. And like, I actually often think about that. There's like so much money to have, but it's like, don't you get to some point where you're like, I don't.
Like, we won't even spend this in our lifetime.
Right. What are you chasing after anymore?
Like you're building an empire for what?
For fame, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's, and your legacy, I guess, right? Like what, right. Are you leaving the world a better place? Oh my God. Why do I keep going to death?
Oh okay. God. We got to go get a snack. Go get
Giovanni. Giovanni. Bye everyone.
Bye.